Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 276, Steam Sale On. This is the show recorded on the 19th of December, 2011. Right, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, we're not going to carry on this forever.
So woo, live episode, hello people listening live, all two people, three people, four people, whatever it is. Yeah, so this is one of these fun episodes where we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we got news.
We have news, in that case we better.
Now for the news.
Woo, so what's the news this week? Do you want me to show the show notes?
You can do, because then I don't have to look down at this.
Go.
So to start it off, as the title suggests for the show, there is a Steam sale on. Of course, there was a Steam sale not that long ago. It was only like a month ago, maybe.
To be fair to other retailers and distributors of online and gaming software, there are many sales on this time of the year.
Oh, of course.
Visit your favourite retailer to see what they have on sale. But since everyone uses Steam, and since it's the first thing in the show, and since we've spent 12 minutes trying to think of a title, we're going with Steam Sale.
Mm-hmm.
Steam. It's the thing that I have running. The thing you probably have running.
Downstairs,
and the thing I suspect many people watching also have running.
Yep.
So if you want to buy Fable 3 cheap, now's the time.
Yep. So as usual, they're doing daily deals as well as deals throughout the whole time.
Oh,
They're doing it till the 1st of January because it is their holiday sales. I'd call it Christmas sales. They call it holiday, I guess, so they don't offend anyone.
Don't read the chat room. Get on with the news. My chat room, they're for me.
But yes, yeah, so like today's deals.
Mine.
Will you be doing the podcast tonight? Putting the podcast on?
No.
So. Ignore today's deals that we talk about.
Maybe.
Like today, because it's Monday when we record the shows, things like Fables, 75% off. There's Sam Max stuff on cheap. Metro 2033. Portal 2, Max Payne 2. Is that Rift? The Orc game, I can't think of what it's called.
Orky Orc.
Oddly, I think Steam's having a few issues because not everything has a price at the moment.
It's Steam. It always has issues.
Yeah, so recently Steam's had quite a few issues. People couldn't log in the other day, and the friends system was having a little meltdown. So not everything has a price, and if you click on it, at least currently if I click on them at the moment...
Why is your laptop in the way of my keyboard?
Sorry, if I click on things without a price, it gives me a 503 error. So there's a few issues. They have, of course, got their big bundles as usual. So you can get like a Rockstar Complete Pack for £50, Ubisoft Holiday Collection for £50, the Mega Indie Bundle for £13.99, for example. There's loads of featured packs. There's loads of like publisher catalogs on sale, and then there'll be stuff daily. I like the daily stuff best. Like the best way to handle a Steam sale is if you want a specific game, just to wait out. Because they're not going to sell out. It's not like it's your local shop on the high street. They won't sell out the games. You can, of course, just...
They might do.
That'd be really creepy if they did. They could always... Well, I don't know why they've never done something like a kind of limited number of sales on offer. Like dirt cheap for like a certain amount of time. Or a certain number of copies. So... happening for the next 2 weeks. Keep an eye out on there if there's anything you want. Fable 3 is quite tempting for $7.49 because it's Games for Windows Live and has achievements.
We approve of achievements.
The G's. Yes, that's cool. I'm sure most people who like Steam will be keeping an eye on Steam over the next couple of weeks. I know I will. And I look forward to adding more games to my collection of
stop.
I think it's 188 I've got. Don't shake your head. They're mainly from sales and indie bundles and things that I've redeemed in Steam as well. But yeah. So next up, some Skyrim news.
Woo.
It's not really Skyrim. I won't really call it news. But Bethesda are happy that they've shipped 10 million units. Of those 10 million units, they have made $650 million in retail. And the PC version has outsold apparently all other PC games by a factor of 3 in America. They are very happy with
that
how...
That seems a bit surprising to me.
They're very happy, though, with how well PC version's doing. Which is a given, to be fair, if you ask me.
Well, to be fair, PC gamers are starved of good games. Mm. We're sick of console ports and other... Oh, wait, Skyrim is a console port.
But yeah, so Skyrim's selling well. I think it's on the boards for Christmas number one. People are thinking...
Christmas number one!
Of course, most people probably imagine it'll be... I was going to say Black Ops, that's last year. Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3, what a load of rubbish.
I know Skyrim was number one last time I saw, I think. Or was it Battlefield? I know Battlefield... Don't put a face like that. Battlefield was quite high because of Back to Kirkland.
Oh, I know.
Coming out. But yeah, so that's cool. Good news for Bethesda and the Skyrim team. I Am Alive news, there is a new trailer up if you would like to check it out. So of course, the trailer, the kind of new trailer was released a few months back. Telling everyone, oh, by the way, the game's still coming out. I believe it was set for winter. It may have been pushed back, not entirely sure.
Come on.
But the new trailer's pretty cool. It's a bit of an odd trailer. It's like they wanted to make sure that anyone interested in the game would know exactly what's going on in it. So it shows kind of the mechanics, I suppose, or at least the things that make up the world. So, like, there's a huge emphasis on dust. So there's dust in the place because it's like a post-apocalyptic setting. There's all this dust everywhere. He says about not breathing it in because it's bad for you. And then he was like, but if you get a gas mask, you're fine. So you can pick up a gas mask and wear it and be able to walk through dust and stuff like that. But then, like, he shows how you can pick up a map, which, of course, is kind of standard in a survival horror anyway.
You can pick up a map. Wow, man.
But it's kind of like the Silent Hill style. So he makes annotations on it when, like, you go to doors that are locked and circles mm-hmm, important, mm-hmm. interesting areas and stuff like that. He mentions climbing out of the dust for air if you haven't got a gas mask. And as well as that, he said something about because of the dust not being able to see in front of you and stuff like that. So I'm really hoping that the dust is actually super thick and you can't see in front of you, and you've got to maybe rely on your sound or the audio feedback from the game and the kind of enemies and such, although they seem to be humans. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. Check out the trailer. It's not that long. It's just the main character talking and just saying a few things that they could do in the game. But it's quite nice. Mentions helping people out, climbing tall buildings to find cool things. So he finds a, I'm not sure what it's called.
A giant leprechaun from beyond the moon.
The hooks. It's got, when they got four hooks.
What are you jib-jabbing about?
That you, hooks. You spin and throw.
Hooks.
Hook.
Grapple lines.
Is it a grapple?
Lines. Well, in the Goonies, it's pincers of pow, or whatever it is. Which seems to be really effective at, like, stopping you from falling to your death.
Mm-hmm. Next up, EA have actually announced another Command & Conquer game. So this was kind
Command
of...
Command & Conquer! Tiberium... Alliances.
Yes. So, as Paul just said, Tiberium Alliances. This wasn't announced at the VGAs like Generals 2 was, obviously, because this is a much smaller project. It's being made by EA Phenomic, who have made some of their free-to-play games. So this Command & Conquer game is a free-to-play, browser-based Command & Conquer, although it looks like it's had a bit of emphasis from, well, a little bit of injection, I suppose, of Cityville.
Cityville, I don't know what Cityville is. Can you explain it to me, please?
Facebook games.
Facebook games.
Well, that's what it looked like in the trailer. So, like, you were clicking on things to get the energy from them and stuff. And I was like, that's not Command & Conquer. But then they showed a shot a bit later that looked like Command & Conquer. But you can sign up for the beta now if you go on the website.
We must do this right now.
It's alliances. If you go on alliances.commandandconquer.com, that will then take you to the website where you can sign up for the beta, watch the trailer for it, and see if you're interested. So it'll be one of their like little microtransaction games. Just like
Lords of Ultima.
My
mighty alliance.
It looks quite nice because
the Gamercast Alliance, that was called, and we dominated an entire continent. And then we chickened out.
So the same as Lords of Ultima is that you're trying to overtake the whole world or the whole of the earth. So there's different I'd say constituencies, and you've just got to take them over and like dominate it all.
So you're playing against other human beings, I think.
I believe so, yes. So I suppose you take a side. I thought that was very Quake. Quake 2. In my eyes, because of the...
Should I actually just show this on
the
screen?
Yeah, you might as well. There you go. See, because that...
Wait, it's not in screen. Well, you need to keep talking, yeah?
Okay.
Because we do a podcast as well,
so
people can't see this.
That's very true, people can't see it. So that bit there looks very Facebook-y, because you're picking up items and stuff and doing stuff. That looks very Plants vs. Zombies, but then there's a slightly more Command & Conquer aspect to it. But I don't know, it's not a full-on Command & Conquer.
No, well, it's Duh.
Well, yeah.
Duh. We can see that.
Well, we got Generals 2 coming out for that. But yeah, if you go on the website, you can watch a trailer. It's a minute long. And it's Command & Conquer. Plus, it's free-to-play, so I'm sure if anyone wants to waste a little bit of time, they can have a go. And yeah.
Well, it looks like it plays like Lords of Ultima, maybe.
Well, yeah, it does just kind of look like Lords of Ultima.
We've got battle bits in here. Because that's probably different to how Lords of Ultima would work. You would just command your troops to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah. But yes, that's kind of cool. It's had a very small kind of announcement. Because, you know, Generals 2, I suppose, is a lot more of a thing for them. And because they put BioWare's name on it.
Everyone sign up for the beta.
Yes. You already have an EA account.
I know I have an EA account.
Okay, so next up, Grand Theft Auto 3. As it's the 10th anniversary for GTA 3, it has now been released on iOS and Android devices for £2.99. So if you pop on those, you can download it and give it a play. It only works on specific Android phones and tablets.
Well, yeah, they need the performance.
Course, yeah, because, of course, they're not all capable of running a game like GTA 3. Apparently, on the iOS side of things, an iPad 1 and 2, iPhone 4 and 4S, iPod Touch 4th generation will run it. And Android phones, you've got the HTC Resound. Gosh, there's some funny names here. LG Optimus 2X, a Motorola Atrix 4G, a Motorola Droid X2, Motorola Photon 4G, Samsung Galaxy R, T-Mobile G2X. They're the only Android phones that run it. Notice there's only one HTC.
That's a very limited
There's
number.
Only one HTC phone there. Well, this is their list of compatible ones, so I don't know if they've tested on every... Because they can't test on every device possible, but maybe that's all they've tested on. And then Android tablets, it will run on the Acer Iconia, the Asus E-Pad Transformer, the Dell Streak 7, the LG Optimus Pad, the Motorola Zoom, Samsung Galaxy Tab 8.9 and 10.11, Sony Tablet S, and Toshiba Thrive.
Oh.
So if you'd like to play GTA 3, £10? No, it's...
If you'd like to play GTA 3...
£2.99.
You've probably already played it about 10 years ago.
But yeah, so they've added new stuff. Of course, it's got touchscreen controls. I've heard the controls are a little bit flaky because it's GTA 3 on a touchscreen.
I need buttons.
Yeah, you kind of need buttons. But it's got apparently...
Let me use my Bluetooth controller.
A fully scalable and customizable UI. They've upgraded the textures. It's running at a high resolution. Has a nicer draw distance so it can actually show more.
Can I just say, the only reason it's running at a higher resolution is because the phones have a higher resolution than the PS2.
Well, yeah, of course. PS2 is like tiny resolution. I know. I wasn't saying otherwise. It's also got a new mission replay and autosave features as well.
Auto-save.
Because, of course, you kind of need autosave on a phone. For
especially
a game
when
like
some
that.
Hobo gives you a phone call and you're like, yo, bro, I'm playing GTA.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Mickey's Wild Adventure. So anyone Sandy, of course, is not Castle of Illusion or World of Illusion, but Mickey's Wild Adventure is going to be available on PSN. Oh, it's already out now. Yep, it's out on PSN. It was available for a 48-hour period at a discounted price for any PlayStation Plus members. But that's past now. But if you pop on there, they've put that up. They've put up loads of Disney games, to be fair. Just, of course, they're all the PS1 games as opposed to the cool Master System and Mega Drive games,
mm-hmm.
which are the better ones. Tales of Graces F has been given a release date for in America. This is
actually the title.
That is the title.
Is
with a small F. It's a small F. It's like a curvy F. I don't know if that, the symbol means
obviously
something.
It stands for...
Oh, hey, rude. So it's a Tales of game, so it's a JRPG. It's coming out in North America on March 13th. In the UK, it's been given a release date of summer next year. They're going to be fully localising it in German and French as well, for those who speak German and French and would rather have it in their language. And yeah, so that's that. Alan Wake has been announced for PC, which is well cool. It's coming out in 2012. They say early 2012, so it might be first quarter, second quarter. But the Alan Wake's American Nightmare is coming out, set to come out the first quarter, so maybe Alan Wake on PC will come out a little later, so maybe the second quarter. Other than that, it's the PC version, which was originally, of course, coming out. No announcements on anything, and if they're changing anything. But it's Alan Wake finally coming out for PC. So I think that's pretty cool. The platform it was made for originally. Well, it was made for 360 as well, of course. But it was going to come out alongside Alan Wake versus Frank West. Alan Wake? I don't know. Frank's covered wars. Well, Alan Wake's just a writer with a gun. Yeah, I'd say Frank West would win. Okay, next up, the Lollipop Chainsaw box art has been announced as such. Do you want to... You can put it in the...
What am I putting where?
Didn't say something like that. Scroll back up. Click on that link.
Can you keep talking?
Yeah, no, okay, sorry. Yeah, so the... Oh, okay, don't bother. The box art for Lollipop Chainsaw has been... I'm sorry. Has been announced / revealed. It's got Juliet on the front with her boyfriend's head as well. But yeah, they're just... It might not... Because it might need logging in or something. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But yeah, so you can check that out if you have a look on the interwebs. And... Sounds pretty cool. Lollipop Chainsaw is, of course, the new Grasshopper game coming out, which is Suda51, Akira Yamaoka, and, of course, a splash of... Oh, no, what's his name?
Bob Geldof.
Bob Geldof? What the hell's he doing in the game?
Don't ask me, man. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Lollipop Chainsaw. James
Earl Jones.
James. Is it James?
James Bobman. James Bob Lady. Hey, where is Bob?
James Gunn, there you go. Sorry about
Bob
that.
Bob Man.
Yeah, with a splash of Bob James Gunn, who is doing... Oh, there you go, Shot said Gunn as well. Who's doing part of the writing for the English version. Do you add his own splash of stuff? Next up, Aeon News. Aeon is going free.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, so this was originally a subscription-based MMO. I know a few people that play it and absolutely love it. And from February next year, you'll be able to download the full version for free and play it without paying a single penny. And that's pretty much it. Duke Nukem Forever News, they are releasing a piece of DLC. Which is crazy, as you know, it came out so long ago.
It came out so long ago, about 13 years if I count right.
It's called The Doctor Who Cloned Me. It's going to have single player and multiplayer content. Oh, is it available now? Oh, it's announced.
You're talking to the floor.
I'm talking to the floor. Oh, it's available now from the looks of it. I feel like I'm about to sneeze. So for $9.99 or 800 Microsoft points, you can pick it up. It has
giant leprechauns in it.
Giant leprechauns. A new single player campaign that has new weapons, new enemies, and bosses. Has extra achievements and trophies as well. It adds multiplayer maps. It's got one called Sky High, Command, Drop Zone, and Biohazard. And of course, you need Duke Nukem Forever in order to play it. Because there's no point in having DLC if you don't have the game. Some more DLC stuff. Apologies to you. Is it Trusty Badger who's getting bored of the DLC?
I'm getting bored of the DLC.
Well, this is just a brief one. Disney Universe, which is of course on 360, Wii, and PS3, has some DLC coming out for the 360 and PS3 versions. It's a Nightmare Before Christmas level that you can download. Of course, to be a bit festive with it being Christmas time and all that. That's pretty cool. Next up, the Humble Indie Bundle 4 is now available. There's a picture in there if you want to pop it on the thingamajig. There you go. So, yeah.
Yeah, because that is obviously easy to do. I now have to move all my windows around, move this around. I have to collapse the ribbon. And there we go, the Humble Bundle Bundle.
Yep, bindle. The Humble Bundle Bundle 4. The Humble Indie Bundle 4 is now is still available for another...
What's this one then?
8 days.
Look, Sharon, it's early. You can see the
journal. Available for another 8 days. It's quite a cool bundle. It's got some good stuff in it. It's got Night Sky HD, which Paul said was the name of... What was that you were moaning about?
That's the name of my astronomy program I developed on the Archimedes.
Yeah. Night Sky HD. It's got Shank, Super Meat Boy, Bittrip Runner, Jamestown.
Don't mess with my Riscos software.
And then if you pay for more than the average price, you also get a copy of Cave Story Plus and Gratuitous Space Battles.
So do I want to get this?
It's pretty good. And you get the soundtracks for all the games as well.
Do I want to get this?
Which means I want the soundtrack for Bittrip Runner. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. Of course, then depending on how much you give them, some money will then also go to charity, as well as for the Humble Indie guys to pay for their hosting costs and everything like that. But there's another 8 days of that, so if you want to get any of those games, I recommend you pick it up. You can, of course, pay the minimum of a penny. You can pay a pound, you can pay £10, you can pay £100. You will only get Gratuitous Space Battles and Cave Story Plus if you pay more than the price at the time. At the moment, I think when I took the screenshot, it was $5.29, which is like nothing. That's like £3. So it's nothing for those games. Bittrip Runner is amazing, Super Meat Boy is amazing. I haven't played Night Sky HD, I should play that. I have them all on Steam now. Some other indie kind of bundle news. The Indie Royale Xmas bundle has also gone up. This is, of course, another indie thing. Perhaps not as successful as the Humble ones, because the Humble ones have been around for a little bit longer now. But the Indie Royale ones are kind of getting themselves a name. Their bundles work slightly differently, so depending on how much you pay... if you pay the minimum price, it means the minimum price for the next people goes up. So every person that pays a small price, it then affects anyone else who wants to buy it. Whereas if you then donate a large amount of money, it then brings the minimum price down, if that makes any sense. But this is up for another 6 days. It's their Xmas bundle, and it contains the Blackwell trilogy, which is remastered. Etz, which is on pretty much everything now, isn't it? Isn't Etz on 360? What am I thinking, making that up? I know it's on Steam. Dino D-Day. You remember Dino D-Day?
Yes, everybody remembers Dino D-Day.
And the Oil Blue. So the Black World Trilogy Remastered is a premiere of it because it has new content. It also comes with the soundtracks, which they have added recently. Etz is a 2D... puzzle platformer from the guys that made Shank. Dino D-Day is, of course, dinosaurs and Nazis in the Source Engine. And the Oil Blue, which is the other game in it, is an oil drilling action sim, which comes with the soundtrack and a bonus game.
Why? It's interesting.
And also, if you play, a certain amount, which drops the price for the next people, you also get Rush Coil's 8-bit Christmas chiptune album bonus. So you get a chiptune album.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what I've been doing in World of Warcraft lately. So basically there's this guy, yeah, he's called Oxlow, and he's trying to level up in World of Warcraft, and I'm like, mate, hurry up, yo, because you're taking too long and my damn subscription is going to run out before you finish leveling up to 85. So get a move on. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just had to get that out there.
Okay. After Fallen Insanity News, anyone who pre-ordered the game, so they didn't make their target of, I can't remember, I think it was 1 million pre-orders they wanted to do. They didn't make
1 million pre-orders.
Sadly, the Polish developers did not make 1 million pre-orders. However, for anyone that did pre-order it, they're offering you a coupon to allow you to get the game for half price. Oh, 10 million copies they wanted to sell.
10 million?
Yep. So it means then instead of paying $34.90 for After Fallen Insanity, you can pay half of that. So 17 pounds and, well, $17.45. And yeah, so that's kind of it for the news. If you did pre-order it, have a look and see if you want to get it. There is a demo that you can download for After Fallen Insanity. Otherwise, if you did pre-order it, you aren't obliged to pick up your copy, they have said, even though originally they did say anyone who pre-ordered it has to buy it afterwards. They obviously changed their minds. You also get the soundtrack as well if you pre-ordered it. But yeah, that's kind of it for the news.
It is it for the news, but the chat room wants to know what we're planning on playing this weekend.
This weekend?
What, I won't be playing anything because my computer is not going to be with me.
Oh no.
Ah!
On Christmas Day, I am going to be playing Batman Arkham City and talking to the Calendar Man.
Oh. Yeah, you want to do your lame thing.
Hey, it's for my achievement.
The lame achievement. It's like a WoW achievement. Pass all the people throughout the year, and it's like, for God's sake, these quests are so annoying, we need to shove off. Father Fatmus.
I would be playing Super Mario 3D Land, but I haven't got it yet, and I probably won't get it.
Windsor wants to know where I'm going to be. It's top secret where I'm going to be.
That's right, on the video.
It's top secret. I know, that's why I'm not answering it.
Okay, top secret.
I know it's there. Take a chill pill.
Yeah, I don't know what, I'll just be playing that. I want to play Super Mario 3D Land.
We don't want to play that rubbish.
I want to play Mario 3D Land.
We don't want to play that rubbish.
See, it's cheap anywhere.
Now she's looking to buy it. It's like, for God's sake.
Hey, it's my birthday present.
Your birthday present?
That I haven't been given.
No comment.
No comment.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
It is. Time for Name That Game. So last week, if I get this jib jab out of the way, you would have heard this. We had no correct guesses.
No.
I believe Catherine was uttering something about, I don't know, blah, 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 I don't know what it is, blah, 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 blah.
We had
blah,
an blah, 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 Modern Warfare 3.
Blah, 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 blah. We had an Modern Warfare 3 from who?
Mr. Capman 45.
Okay, Capman 45, you are wrong. Mastertronic 85, you're also wrong, it's not Dead Islands.
Mr. Capman 45 also said, we need more clues.
What was the clue?
You didn't give us any.
Oh, no, I gave a clue. It was released in the last 8 months.
Yeah.
And then Catherine just said, ha, 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 ha. Have I played? Question mark. It, I don't knit.
It, I don't knit. I don't knit.
The answer was actually The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Do you just record it while you're playing at one point? Is that what you did?
I can do what I want. Thank you very much.
Jeez, sorry.
Top secret information, bye. How I get my clips of noise. Top secret. This week, we've got something different.
Try a somersault.
try a somersault.
No comment.
I'm going to say like us. Shot said play again. Oxley said play again.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm going to say it's a Star Fox game. Although, I think that you record a bit where he says do a barrel roll.
But do then, a barrel roll.
But then that would be too obvious.
Do a barrel roll would be too obvious, wouldn't it?
How about clues?
Clues, no clue, because it's easy.
It's easy. So it could either be Star Fox 3D from the 3DS, or it could be Lilac Wars, or more likely
Lilac Wars.
Lilac. Actually, no, it wouldn't be Lilac Wars because there's no spelling error. Oh, but it doesn't think Star Fox is spelled wrong. Unless you spell Star Fox with a space.
There you go. I've sort of solved that little problem.
Yeah, I'll go with Star Fox 3D.
Star Fox 3D.
Which is actually quite a good game. It plays really nicely on the 3DS. It uses the gyroscope.
The clue is it is a Star Fox game. The clue I was actually going to say was do a barrel roll, but obviously that's already mentioned now. So we don't have to do that again.
Oh, but you already said it. You should say it again.
Charlotte says Lilac Wars.
That's how you spell Lilac Wars.
Gassed. AKA Star Fox game 64. On 60 whatever 64 is. I guess 64. That's the Mega Drive.
The Mega Drive 64.
Alright, the Mega Drive 64.
Do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
I love that you just say it, not that you've ever played a Star Fox
game.
Hey,
I've seen videos where it's made fun of in other videos. That's enough.
Okay, that's enough.
Do a barrel roll. Like Halo videos where you're flying around and you have the little dude come up in the corner, whatever his name is, the weird dude, and he's like, do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
Try and somersault.
I stopped saying barrel roll.
We should have called the show Do a Barrel Roll.
Well, I didn't know what your name in that game was, did I?
We should have done that.
Jeez.
So yeah, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a message on the blog, gamercast.net. And put it on the this particular episode, or leave it on the YouTube video, which you can find on YouTube.
YouTubes.
YouTab.
YouTab.
Yeah, U-tab. Fun.
New releases this week.
Loads of new releases this week. Yeah. We're going to be here for about 45 minutes just talking about the new releases. So I'm really looking forward to this, and I'm about to go down and have a little nap. So bye.
Okay, so we have Star Wars The Old Republic. And that's it.
Wait a minute, I've been buying this like since last week, man.
Uh-huh. So the servers launch officially tomorrow. Anyone who's had early access from a pre-order... have been able to play it based off when they get an email from the 13th. So they sent out early access emails from the 13th of December. Some people didn't get emails. Me, for instance. Where's my email? Didn't get it. So I didn't know that I had early access until Saturday, and I was busy. So yeah, if you have it already, you may have already been playing it. Anyone who has been doing early access, I have been told that your game time that you get with your game, so your 33 days, doesn't actually start until the 20th. So you actually get some free games, free days of play. Like, someone I know is level 25 already. After
playing. Even Windsor's level 81. In your face, Star Wars.
But yeah, so it's Star Wars The Old Republic. Is BioWare's first MMO. And the most recent Star Wars game since, of course, KOTOR 2. Which they've abandoned really since the Xbox. What else is there to say, really? You can play as Sith or the Rebel Alliance.
So, is it a good game?
I don't know. So, I need to play it, don't I?
You need to play it, well...
Because I played as a stupid trooper, and the troopers were really boring. But I've been told...
So, what classes are there?
So, there's...
What races are there?
You can play... So, it depends on the class you play as, because some races can only be played as certain classes... there's Twi'leks, Zabraks, humans, no Wookiees.
No Wookiees, obviously. An expansion pack.
Yeah, no Bothans. There's a few other classes that I've never actually heard of before.
Are there human beings?
I've already said there's humans.
Despite the fact that it's a long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Cyborgs as well.
Seems a bit suspect to me.
There's a couple of other races. But as I've said, only some races can play as certain classes. Like, of course, with most of the... I believe you can play a human over any class, of course. But, I don't know.
But you can't do a barrel roll.
Republic classes.
You can't do a barrel roll.
I know, like, so I do started a character as a smuggler.
Smuggler? That's a class?
Yeah, smuggler is a class.
Doesn't sound like a very good career move, to be honest. No.
So, like, the smuggler class you can play as Zabrak, human, Twi'lek, and a couple of others. There you go. So... playable species, we've got the Chiss, who are blue people. You can play as a Mira Luka, which is a person with bandages over their eyes. Mirialan, who are green people.
Green people and blue people. What is this, an Intel advert?
Ratataki.
Ratatouille. What is this, a mouse?
And also Sith purebloods, as well as Twi'leks and Zabraks. So, like, oh, and humans, of course.
What about druids?
So,
yo?
The only things what that are mage? That were in galaxies is humans, Twi'leks, and Zabraks. Hopefully, they will add more. So, the classes you can play as, you've got four classes for each faction. So, the Rebel Alliance is the Rebels. They have Jedi Knight, Jedi Consular, Troopers, and Smugglers. So, Smugglers are like Smugglers. Han Solo style player. Troopers are like rebel. You can become a Republic commando when you go higher in the class and stuff like that. So it's just a kind of a rebel soldier. Jedi consular and Jedi Knight. They're both Jedi things. I don't know. I don't want to play it to be a Jedi, although of course you can just bet that they put all their effort into making the Jedi is really cool and having a good story. And then as a Sith, you can play as a Sith warrior, a Sith Inquisitor, a bounty hunter, and an Imperial agent.
So what about PvP?
So there's PvP, PvE, and RP service.
Is it is it good?
Is it good? I don't know.
What are the reviews?
I don't know.
Are there any reviews, man?
Is that really saying you can review? I always find it weird, like, if you review an MMO.
RP servers, yay. No yay.
Yeah, I know. Okay, but seriously, there is, like, five RP servers. One of them is English. Only one. And the rest are French and German. Because, obviously, French and Germans, I suppose, roleplay more than the English-speaking people do. And they do say that, even though the servers are listed as French, for example, most people will speak English in them, but you will have more people speaking French.
Je m'appelle French. Je m'appelle.
One thing that is quite different is you can actually play on the North American servers as well.
Boo.
So you can choose to play on the European or North American servers.
Thanks.
And yeah, so I put a character, I made a character really quickly on Saturday, and then quit the second I could. But yeah, I don't know what to say about it really.
Je m'appelle French Jib Jab.
Most of the servers have a wait on them. Like, some servers have a 10-minute wait, some servers have a 3-hour wait. Which is pretty crap, if you ask me. Because obviously, people have, I guess, gone for servers with specific names, so each server has a different name, just like how they're doing everything.
Steam Needle Cartel!
Yeah, for a win. Alexander.
That's my server in World of Warcraft, yo. That means if you want to play with me, yo, you need to join that server.
Server names. But yeah, so there's loads of them.
There's damn goblin things.
If you want a cool sounding one, I will say now that it will most probably be full and chock-a-block. If you want to be on an RP server, they are quite full because there's only a couple of them. There's a bazillion PvP servers, though, and a little less PvE. So I guess they've kind of gone on the basis of thinking that everyone likes PvP. But yeah, so that's the only release this week. It's of course only a PC game. You can get it digitally via Origin.
What? It's not on PS3?
No. Digitally via Origin, or you can buy a standard retail version in your stores, in your high street, or you can buy the collector's edition as well.
Which has a Darth Dude figure
Darth
with it.
Malgus.
Darth Dude.
But yeah. Of course,
that could have also been the name of the show, Darth Dude.
I wouldn't recommend ordering a copy online from a store, because you won't get it before Christmas now.
FYI, if you order it from Game and Game Station, you've got until 2 o'clock Tuesday or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look, it says on the website, man. And okay. I'm sure a lot of other websites say when the actual cutoff point is as well.
Oh, so Charlotte has informed us, as you can see from anyone who can read what was watching the video, Wookiees were not around during the Old Republic days, from the looks of it, so maybe that's why they aren't a race, which is a shame.
What do you mean they weren't around?
Don't know. Charlotte's the one doing the research.
Were they just created out of some guy's test?
Well, they might have just been
point?
Living on Kashyyyk and not being bothered by anyone.
Well, then they're still around, yo. They're just not being bothered by anyone.
Charlotte was looking on a wiki.
Yeah, no doubt a Star Wars fanboy wiki, which comes up with lame excuses for stuff. Like, they weren't around then. No, the species just popped into existence randomly.
They just appeared. Pop!
Jesus.
Hey, what's that over there? Is that a Wookiee? Yeah, that's a Wookiee. Pop. And they just start popping everywhere. Pop, 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 pop. They're going in depth.
Yeah, but can I just say, yeah, a species does not just appear in the space of 3,000 years, yeah?
No, but they've always lived on Kashyyyk. That's their native planet. Maybe they hadn't been bothered.
So, they're still there. Why can't I do Wookiee missions?
I'm sure they're in KOTOR as well.
Why can't I do Wookiee missions and not be bothered by anyone else?
Charlotte was a Wookiee in Galaxies.
Galaxies is rubbish. Let's talk about World of Warcraft.
Good. Actually, also, just a brief mention, the Galaxy servers have now been shut down.
Lol.
I believe there are still, like, people-made servers that you can still get on, but any official Sony Online... Europe or Sony Online Entertainment, is that what it is? SOE?
Whatever.
All their servers have now been shut down. So if you were a Galaxies fan, you can mourn for the better times before they nerfed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it for this week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in two.
Oh, okay. The servers were shut down.
We're back in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Servers were shut down because of SWTOR coming out.
Alright, when are we doing the next show?
Not next week because it's Boxing Day.
So we're going to have a 3 week. We'll see you again in 3 weeks.
Wow. Look at all that time I get. Not doing show notes. The fun is.
Yeah, and then we have to figure out how we're going to do this GamerCast Listener Game of the Year Jib Jab, which I'm going to put you in charge of doing. Because you've got more time off than me.
Yeah, so everyone have a nice holiday.
I got to go to work yet.
Well, some people will be working, some people have time off, some people might already have time off and be relaxing at home with their video
games. No, I don't go to work.
Okay.
Why don't people just pay me to do
we'll
this?
See everyone after the...
Wait. So, chat room people, would you be willing to pay between, say, £200 and £400 a week for me to do this?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what, is this so you don't have to work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got a lol, no. Paul.
What do you mean I don't do any work? I'll do all the work. Hey, there's
trusty
badger.
Badger's in there. No, Paul, no one's paying you money. Well, actually, yeah, okay, go on, then you can do the show notes. And then I don't have to do them anymore. Monopoly money.
What's wrong with
me? Oh, weird. Yeah. So we hope everyone has a nice holiday. We will do something to do with games of the year and what you're looking forward to next year. We'll have a feature on the website as well of what we like.
I don't feel so good.
So yeah, we will catch you in the new year. Have a nice holiday and new year.
Bye.